So what's true about recent claims in the Republican presidential debates about 9/11? Donald Trump says his tough immigration policies would have prevented the devastating attacks. And the World Trade Towers coming down? That was George W. Bush's fault.
I lost hundreds of friends. The World Trade Center came down during the reign of George. He kept us safe. That's not safe. That is not safe, Marco.
All right.
That is not safe.
The World Trade Center came down because Bill Clinton didn't kill Osama bin Laden when he had the chance to kill him.
And George.
And that was Marco Rubio blaming Bill Clinton. So what's true? Lawrence Wright's Pulitzer Prize-winning book on the subject is The Looming Tower, Al-Qaeda and the Road to 9/11. He joins us now from KUT in Austin, Texas. And Lawrence, we wondered what your thoughts were when this exploded in the debate.
Well, I had a number of thoughts. One, the immigration policy would have nothing to do with it because the 9/11 hijackers were not immigrants. They were visitors. There were many opportunities to stop 9/11. President Clinton was greeted 5 days after he was inaugurated with the slaying of several CIA personnel by Mir Amal Khanzi outside CIA headquarters. And then right after that, there was the bombing of the World Trade Center in 93, and there's a massive plot to bomb New York City landmarks. So suddenly on his agenda, terrorism rose very high. That's not to say that the Clinton administration was able to deal with terrorism effectively. There were a number of plans by the CIA. They were going to use tribesmen in Afghanistan to kidnap bin Laden, or there was a plan afoot to bomb what might be bin Laden, but was certainly a group of UAE princes on a bustard hunt in southern Afghanistan. And those are the kinds of opportunities to maybe get bin Laden that the Clinton administration had been presented with.
And on the other hand, if they had bombed a busload of UAE people that had nothing to do with Osama bin Laden, that there would have been hell to pay.
There would have been. It just reflects the woefully inadequate intelligence that we were getting on al-Qaeda. Under both presidencies, there was an intelligence failure.
And what about the George Bush administration? Were they warned by the CIA, as Donald Trump said, that there was a catastrophe looming?
Yes, they were. I'd have to say that the Bush administration, as it came in, was not concentrated on terrorism. And to be fair, nor was the country, despite the fact that the embassies in East Africa, American embassies, had been bombed in 98 and the USS Cole had been bombed in October of 2000, right during the height of the presidential election. If you go back and look at the debates, terrorism is scarcely mentioned at all. The members of the Bush administration, when they came into office, were focused on Iraq, and Bush's primary goal was to build a ballistic defense shield. And you could see, in their actions, the Justice Department overturned the FBI's request for more counterterrorism agents. The Treasury Secretary stopped a request to track terrorist money. 2 days before 9/11, Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, threatened to veto a bill, a presidential veto, of a Senate proposal to divert $600 million from the ballistic missile defense program to counterterrorism. So again and again, you see even President Bush later admitted to the Washington Post that he felt no sense of urgency.
Look, we've talked about how Democrats who may be appalled by Donald Trump might have found themselves applauding his accusations about George W. Bush in that debate. Your thoughts? Does it do any good to finger point at the sitting president at the time?
I think people should be held accountable. It's not exactly the president that I would hold accountable first, though. If you want to go back and look at the mistakes that allowed 9/11 to happen, the most egregious, in my opinion, was that the CIA knew of the presence of two al-Qaeda hijackers in America. They arrived in January of 2000. This is 20 months before 9/11, and the CIA found out about it in March of 2000 and hid that information from the FBI. The CIA's own inspector general said that people should be held accountable, including George Tenet. He said as many as 60 people inside the CIA knew that al-Qaeda was present in America, but for whatever reason, kept that information from the FBI. which would have been very likely able to uncover that plot had they known of it.
Well, back when you wrote your book, we talked about the turf war between the two agencies.
Right.
Boy, everything old is new again, huh?
Oh, God, yeah. We're doing a series for Hulu based on my book, a dramatic series. Yeah, I'm hoping that, you know, a lot of these questions will be brought back up.
That's Lawrence Wright. Lawrence, thanks so much.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
So, one administration more distracted by Iraq, whose leader Saddam Hussein was ironically a sworn enemy of Osama bin Laden. The other administration, Bill Clinton's, fought al-Qaeda, but ineptly. Larry Wright's terrific book is The Looming Tower, Al-Qaeda, and The Road to 9/11. Can't wait for the TV series. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson in Columbia, South Carolina today. Our election coverage continues tomorrow. It's Here and Now.